Change your questions, change your results. Wise words by Marilee Adams, author of Change Your Questions, Change Your Life. As educators, we ask a lot of questions. In fact, we may spend up to 50% of our instructional time using the questioning technique. As such, it is imperative that we master the art of effective questioning. There are various types of questions that may be utilized, depending on whether or not you want a convergent or divergent response, lower cognitive level of processing or higher, and depending on what your learning objectives are. Essentially, questions fall under two main categories. The first is convergent questions. These are used when there is an expected or correct answer based on what has been taught or what is in a textbook. For example, according to our textbook, what are the benefits of clarifying your personal philosophy on teaching? Convergent questions may expect the student to repeat some conventional wisdom. Divergent questions, on the other hand, lend themselves to having a variety of answers. For instance, what are your thoughts on tailoring your teaching to different learning styles? Divergent questions may require new and creative insights. Educators ask a lot of knowledge questions, which is at the lower cognitive level of processing. However, in order to utilize the full power of questions, there are higher cognitive level questions to tap into. In selecting questions to meet learning objectives, one way to develop questions is using Bloom's Taxonomy, which examines questioning at six levels of cognitive processing. Please link to Bloom's Taxonomy of Questions.